Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Steve Younger from Sugar Grove, Pennsylvania. He runs a gym where the ball is the bait for the gospel message. Tell us about the Hub and how this came to be.
Well, the Hub came out of an idea from our lead pastor, Rick Rowland, to create a venue, a facility that would be utilized for community outreach. One of the things that is difficult for kids to get access to is a place that they can just play without, you know, where it's not structured all the time. So, you know, COVID was actually kind of our friend a little bit because it provided a place where kids could just come and play and blow off some steam and still compete athletically.
Yeah.
So we have had everything, Bill, from proms to graduations to cornhole, to basketball, to volleyball, to Eagle Scouts advancement ceremonies, to high ed councils having a fitness class in there in the mornings, because we have the unique ability to be outside, but yet we're undercover, you know, with sides.
Yeah. So, and it's really been, you mean, timing is everything. And for you guys, it couldn't be more perfect with this pandemic canceling a lot of sports, fall sports for a lot of kids. And it's just neat to be there and to see all these kids resuming some sort of normalcy again and playing. So you guys are providing a tremendous need, I believe, for the community.
It's been really well received. On our open gyms on Mondays for high school girls, we've had 45 kids in there from 8 different schools. Tuesday nights is junior high, again, close to the same numbers from the same amount of schools. So kids not only are competing, but we're also breaking down the wall of, I'm from this school, so I don't automatically like you. So, you know, once they get in there and play and compete, it's pickup basketball. So they might not necessarily be with kids from their team, which is our goal, is to where, you know, they're just competing in general.
Yep.
And again, the bonus part of that is that, you know, if they can get a little Jesus message in there, then it's okay to play basketball. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the ball is the bait for the gospel message. And that's why I coach, truth be told, is to kind of sneak in Jesus Christ from time to time.
The bridge to the church.
For sure.
You know, we've had, you know, we probably have 15 people that are coming here to Praise Fellowship as a direct result of the Hub, you know, that weren't attending a church or hadn't gone in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So as the opportunity presented itself through basketball or volleyball to say, hey, you know, we do have church here on Sunday mornings at 10, you know, so they'll come. And you know, being, we actually had church services in the Hub all summer.
Yeah.
You know, we were outside and folks felt a safe atmosphere.
Yeah.
So, you know, now that they're attending church, so that's the proof that, you know, it does serve as a bridge, just very much like you in coaching.
Yeah. So why is it called the Hub?
Well, we kind of use the Hub, chose the Hub as the hub of a wheel. The spokes come off of it. So the Hub would be the center, but the spokes would be the church, would be youth groups. Just that it is the center of the wheel.
We're speaking with Steve Younger from Sugar Grove, Pennsylvania, this week's Hometown Hero. And Steve, do I have this right? The hoops came from the White House. Is that correct?
The hoops did come from the White House. Our main set were actually President Obama's during his tenure at the White House. And then when President Trump took over, they became surplus. So we had the chance to acquire them. For a price. They're now residing at the Hub, being blessed by lots of kids playing on them.
How in the wide world of sports were you able to snag those?
We were blessed. The gentleman that we were dealing with acquired them, and we were able to get them. Once we described, they had to go to a facility or an organization that was a nonprofit. And in order to use the Hub, we operate on a called Hub Bucks, a dollar donation. We ask anybody that comes in, whether you're playing, coaching, reffing, watching to just donate a dollar to the hub.
Yeah.
So when I explained to him how we were going to be working, he says, I think I can make this happen. Well, lo and behold, 15 minutes later, he says, I got them for you. So
yeah,
it's kind of a neat story that they're actually here.
Very cool. Very cool. So you can say, go down there and you can say you shot at the same basket that President Obama shot at.
That's right. President Obama, NBA champions, college champions, celebrities. So they've all been here.
Steve Younger from Sugar Grove, Pennsylvania, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.